180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect. And a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This isn't a grilled cheese I'm making. It's a melty masterpiece that deserves a kitchen worthy of greatness.
Looks like my porch is full of packages again. It also looks like my compulsive buying needs to change to compulsive saving.
As I sit here on this couch, I decided to make some changes, starting with this couch.
I'd love to be looking out my window at a beautiful backyard instead of a brick wall. Time for a new house.
Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We've got to stay true to what I believe is a little bit of a philosophy, and that is the best team has a great sense of family. The best family has great culture, and within that culture, there's tremendous character, and that's what we've got to build. We've got to build that. We've got to build character. We've got to build culture. We've got to build team. We've got to build family. If we can do that, we can win.
The voice of new Washington coach Ron Rivera talking about the culture change that is needed with his new organization, and it goes far beyond anything that's happening on the field. Zach Zaidman alongside Tom Thayer. We're in for Mullion Hall this morning on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and joining us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, is NFL Network's Stacey Dales. Stacey, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. And the culture change that is needed in Washington stems from this. 15 women, including two reporters, have alleged sexual harassment and verbal abuse by former Washington scouts and members of owner Daniel Snyder's inner circle, according to the Washington Post, a story that has rocked the National Football League. It's already transcended sports, where all the major news programs in the country from a national basis are talking about it. What's your reaction to what's transpired in Washington?
Well, good morning to both of you. Awesome to hear two voices that I love, Zach and Tom. I mean, I hope you guys are well during this pandemic. It's just disturbing. I think that word... was the resounding feeling through me yesterday when I sort of, this was all unveiled, and when I tried to digest and process this. Listen, the Me Too movement is never going away. So, and it should never. So with this situation in Washington, we've just seen a culture unfolding in Washington that is unfolding in the wrong direction. It's trending down. And so I think, you know, we saw the, you know, the name change, and people have been sort of beckoning with this idea of changing this name for years. And now we're seeing this investigation. And when I hear the number 15 women, I really look at, okay, there was a serious investigation, because everybody is, you know, innocent until proven guilty, right? But when I look at 15 women, that is a large number. And I'm a woman. I mean, listen, when women come forward, it is very difficult. I spent 20 years in the, the media industry, and it's not easy all the time. So it's disturbing. I'll be interested to see how things change, because that will be the next step.
Hey, Stace, when their play-by-play guy steps away from his position, it kind of puts you on high alert that something's going on because it happens within a couple weeks of the season starting. Is this something that you've heard that's been in the works for a while, or is it something that they were just alerted to and that we all found out about this at the same time?
Tom, it's a great question, because what I've seen is I've seen turnover internally just from a PR standpoint. I mean, and I'm not suggesting that that is related to this, but I've seen people leave quickly. PR individuals or longstanding PR people that have left this franchise. And so, you know, to your question, I don't know if, you know, an on-air personality leaving is relative to this, because I don't know enough. I need to see more facts. However, I've seen so much turnover with this organization. I will say this, Tom and Zach. Ron Rivera is one of the – I mean, Tom, listen, you know him well. I mean, Zach, you know what he did in Carolina. He is one of the best – I'm not just talking football coaches. I'm talking men that I have ever covered in sports, that I've ever come across. I love his wife, Stephanie. She is a basketball coach, you know. She's one of us, right? So you couldn't ask for a better coach to take over this franchise at this moment. And again, I'll be very interested to see what happens, what change is coming, and how all of this manifests. But I have seen people leave this franchise. And listen, when you're in D.C., I lived in D.C. for 3.5 years. And there is a lot of pride with this organization from a football standpoint. Even through the years of losing, they packed a house at FedEx Field. So I think Ron Rivera, you couldn't have a better person to be in charge from a football standpoint moving forward.
He's a true leader, and he had to navigate through a very difficult time in the Carolina organization with issues with Bill Richardson, the former owner of the team. He's as good of a person as you could have in the situation that Washington is right now to help clean up that organization. We're talking with the NFL Network's Stacey Dales here on The Score. Stacey, the league took the protests during this pandemic after George Floyd's murder very seriously, and we saw change that I don't think we thought we would see in the NFL very quickly. Will this, do you think, be taken just as seriously by the highest levels of the National Football League?
Zach, there's absolutely no question that it will be. When you talk about investigations, there will be formal investigations ensuing with this. I mean, and you can't not have that. You know, the NFL, it's been very interesting, because There's been such a call to action. I've been at the NFL Network now for 11 years, and which makes me pretty old. but
just experience. There's a big difference.
Right. Thank you. I've been on so many Zoom calls with the NFL. I mean, like weekly calls where we have these huddle-up calls, trying to have conversations and dialogue to understand how our world is changing, what we're seeing, and how we can collectively come through this. Listen, Tom, you played this game at the highest level. You know this league. And through every decade, we're seeing changes in our lives and, you know, in our cultures, in our societies. And this is no different. I said, you know, when we started chatting, the Me Too movement is not going away. It should not go away. The NFL will levy its hand in this situation in a very strong way, I believe, and just in terms of getting it factually right and understanding what is happening. And it's hard to talk about stuff like this when you don't know every fact, when you don't know every detail. But like I said before, for 15 women to come forward as a woman, it is very difficult. It's very difficult in your own family to come forward sometimes when you have a situation that's uncomfortable, because you almost try to bury it. You try to suppress it. So for people to come forward publicly, and really what's the, you know, what's in it for them, right? It's really just a justice that you have to feel as a woman when something happens to you that is not right. So, like I said, I'll be very interested to see how this transpires going forward and, you know, the facts that come out and that, you know, see how it manifests in terms of change.
Stace, just to transition to a topic that as long as you and I have been in the NFL, it's something we've never seen, a 10-year deal. I never thought that would happen in the history of the NFL. Are you as surprised about it as I am? Listen, the money is what it is. It's just the length of a deal in a sport this abusive.
Shoot, can I get a 10-year deal, Tom?
but it's going to be less than $508 million.
Hell yeah. Like, listen, you don't even go into your college career with 10 years. You go in with 4, maybe 5. And that's if that's not even considering you transferring somewhere with these kids nowadays. I think for me, it was shocking. 10 years is just mind blowing, right? It's like blows the ceiling. But what I know of Patrick Mahomes and what I know of this franchise, I still can't wrap my head around 10 years. So, like, by the way, I love the football question. I think it's such a great conversation to have. He is a remarkable young man. Just interviewing him, I got to host the 101 Awards, you guys, which is like a tear down from it's basically Kansas City's NFL honors. Okay. So they bring in, right. I was there. Lamar Jackson was there. Not trying to name drop. That's not me, but, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, all these people were there. You can't find a nicer young man with, he checks every single box, Patrick Mahomes. Right. So, and then you watch him play the game. It's like he is this new wave of when we saw, okay, Michael Jordan left the game, and oh, here comes Kobe. Oh, here comes LeBron. Like, the game changes, and he is the next wave of that change. He is a delight to watch. He's a delight to talk to. I couldn't be more happy for him. To see anybody get a 10-year deal, shoot. I can't slight that. I mean, it's remarkable, but it's shocking.
It's everything about his career has been just like that. He's just, no one expected the immediate greatness and then the sustained greatness followed by this. It's just been a remarkable rise, and so many teams missed on having this guy. But give Kansas City credit, because that entire organization quickly identified who he was, what he could be, and he's been exactly that.
Yeah, and Zach, I will say this, and Tom, I'd love to hear your thought process on this, because I always look at players when they get deals, and I just think about what the locker room would feel like, okay? I cannot imagine having been in this locker room, you know, understanding the culture that Kansas City has, that one player in that locker room would feel slighted or jealous or envious of Patrick Mahomes. They would be behind him 100%. You know, in this, you know, this world we live in, there's such an idea of jealousy that can exist when other people get these extraordinary deals or situations in life. And that organization is 100% happy for him. And then they just took care of Chris Jones defensively. So, I just think he's such a good guy, and he's so good at what he does. And when you're in a locker room like you've been in, Tom, I mean, you can't not just celebrate that for a player. Just that's just as far as my, you know, my opinion goes.
You know what? I'm really glad you brought up Chris Jones, you know, because I think one of the most important parts of that Patrick Mahomes deal is that they did sign Chris Jones. He's a dominating player, and he's the guy that's been, out there wanting this new deal. So I think it's really important that they did go and sign him.
We could go on for another hour. We're running out of time. I have so many more questions for you, Stacey, but we've got to wrap up the show. And I really appreciate your perspective, not just on this, but obviously the issue in Washington. We've got to do this again at some point. Thank you so much, Stacey Dales, for sharing your insight.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Love you both.
Thank you.
Right back at you. NFL Network's Stacey Dales. Got a lot of people to thank for helping us this Friday morning, including just the greatest production staff that you can have in radio, led by the executive producer, Dustin Rhodes, as well as Kevin Zipak, who made sure we were able to blast through the speakers of your radio, and Ray Diaz, because he's the glue that keeps it all together. For Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zabeman saying thank you so much for listening to the Mully and Haw Show. They're back on Monday. Dan Bernstein is next. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
Hey, Cubs fans, Pat Hughes here. Baseball is back, and so are the Cubs.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Join Ron Coomer and me for all 60 action-packed games of this unprecedented 2020 season right here on 670 The Score.
A swing and a drive, deep left center. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
It's been a long wait, Cubs fans, but it's time to play ball. All 60 Cubs games will be right here on 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This segment brought to you by Door Systems, now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
Truck. During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
It all starts with just one thing. People are finding innovative ways to help the environment in these uncertain times. One group recently started making face masks out of plastic bottles found in the ocean. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Blockbuster, the winner of Adweek's Creative Podcast of the Year, returns.
Film is a hobby, not a career.
I know, Dad.
James Cameron. A movie for your ears.
James Cameron.
What, me? No.
This isn't what I envisioned.
It's a bad idea, okay?
About the world's most ambitious filmmaker.
It has to be perfect.
Just say, I'm the king of the world.
What? Why would I yell that?
Blockbuster. On radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicago is strong. Always has been. In the midst of crisis, we come together to work, fight, contribute, and to show gratitude to the real heroes of this story. Stay strong and bear down.
Thanks for streaming.
streaming The Score. Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Russ Dorsey covers baseball for MLB.com.
We talk about Sammy Sosa now. That dude was on top of the world. That was the king of the Dominican. And even he had to succumb to that pressure of, is Dark beautiful? And as we've seen over the last 15, 20 years, the answer to that was no to him. And it's just like, you have to consider what deeply rooted things and issues have been a big part of Dominican culture that Sammy grew up with.
Yeah, and that's why when you see, I think he had at some point even admitted to doing some